book of Judges, chapter 13, verse 22. And Manoah said to his wife, "We shall surely die because we have seen God." Have you ever felt such fear, terror, that you were certain that you were going to die? On the other hand, you might wonder, well, why would we talk about fear at Christmas time? And yet, fear is a normal and a necessary attitude as we stand before the presence of the Holy Almighty God. Think about it. If you have really hurt another person, aren't you a little suspicious, fearful of what they're thinking about you, what they might do to you? How much more shall we not tremble before the Holy God, whom we have sinned against, not once or twice, but continual treachery against Him? Shortly before our text, an angel has appeared to Manoah and his wife, the soon-to-be parents of Samson. They thought it was a created angel, but that angel then announced to them, "My name is Wonderful," and began to do remarkable things in front of them. We're told that Manoah and his wife indeed wondered at these miracles that he performed, and then watched as he also ascended into heaven in the flames of the sacrifice on their altar. They fell on the ground in trembling fear, and Manoah cries out in our text, "We will surely die, for we sinners have seen God." Fear. Manoah is certainly not the only one. If we jump ahead a millennium, we find Zechariah as one of the Jewish leaders of his time who was looking forward to the coming of the Messiah. He's in the temple offering incense, and you remember that suddenly he saw Gabriel standing in front of him. And he was overwhelmed with fear. Mary was also looking forward to the coming of the Christ, praying for it. But when she saw Gabriel, she too was filled with fear. What about you? How would you feel if suddenly there was an angel standing right in front of you, staring into your eyes? I know I'd be afraid. Why is it that we are filled with such fear? The light, we're told, dispels darkness. And you see it around you every day physically. The moment you turn on the lights or the sun rises, darkness flees. And Scripture shows us that in the same way, holiness is separate from sin. As holiness appears, sin must be dispelled before it. Our sin is thus dispelled from God's presence, just as the darkness must flee before the light. And so, we are filled with the guilt and the fear of that sin that is separated from God. At times it's true that our sin deceives us, blinds us to its own presence. And so we don't recognize the guilt of our sin. But fear will be the occasion of Christ's coming for all. Whether it be a hidden turmoil inside of us for the unrecognized guilt of our sin, or whether it is that recognized awareness of my sin and yours, hidden or recognized, it's there before the presence of the Holy God. And as we live in this veil of tears, there are going to be heavy blows and severe sorrows. That guilt within then may lead us to react like Manoah, crying out, "I'm being punished by the Lord. I am certainly going to die." And yet, if we did not have any such fears, there would not need to be a Christmas. A Christ coming to you and me, coming to assure you, "I did not come to punish you, to destroy you, but to save, to forgive your sins, to lift up your hearts with joy. Fear not, for unto you is born a Savior." The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Hymn 109, stanzas 1 and 2.